You're listening to SBS News.
When eating meat at some chain restaurants in Tokyo, diners can eat a unique steak dinner. Ikinari steak is a staple in Japan, with over 350 restaurants nationwide. Yuki Azawa is the public relations director at Ikinari Steak, which translates to suddenly steak.
We wanted to make steak a luxury meal, more accessible for our Japanese customers. By having them stand while they eat, we can speed up the flow of customers.
In 2018, one of its Tokyo restaurants broke the Guinness World Record for serving the most beef steaks in 24 hours. Every month, the chain imports about 50 tons of Australian beef. Yuki Azawa again.
We use Australian beef for fillet steak. It's very popular. Our customers say it's tender and easy to eat.
Japanese businesses like Ikinari Steak are keeping a close eye on talks involving Australia and India about a new initiative for supply chain resilience. It comes amid a growing recognition of the country's excessive economic reliance on China. Businesses in the region faced a rude awakening earlier this year when Beijing shut its doors during an initial outbreak of COVID-19. The global supply chain came to a halt. Professor Stephen Nagy is from the International Christian University.
These three countries are trying to spearhead an effort to build an alternative supply chain network that ensures that supply chains remain functioning if there is another kind of shock to the global supply chains.
For more than two decades, Japan was the largest export destination for Australian beef until it was overtaken by China last year. Experts say the initiative will likely result in Australia supplying more product, like meat, to the Indo-Pacific region. Professor Nagy says this will help create the groundwork for building supply chain infrastructure.
And with an economy like Australia that is really its prosperity is based on the export of resources, that I think that this deleverages Australia's economy a little bit from the Chinese economy. It makes it more flexible and more dynamic and gives it other economic opportunities in the region.
Australian entrepreneurs in Japan like Edward Mark Stewart are also keen to see what the new initiative might mean for them. He's from N2 Brunch Club in Tokyo, which launched in 2018, but initially was a struggle to find Australian suppliers.
We did get a bit of help from a few government organisations in Australian government organisations in Japan, from the embassy, which was very helpful, just finding suppliers that bring in Aussie products. Because we kept hitting hurdles with Aussie products. Japanese are very big on their labels and their nutritions and everything. So that did help us a lot.
The supply chain initiative will be launched next year. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.